Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Okay. Oh, time to go to the audience.
Yeah, man.
I'm very excited about this. Where's the... Oh, he's got my microphone.
And now, Michael Feldman.
Unless you want to go in the audience.
I don't.
Because you don't want to leave your base, right? Because it's very expensive. A lot of reasons. All right. What about those boys in the band? Oh, we don't hear enough for them. John Tooling, Jeff Hammond. They both can play. You know, I like a guy who keeps his hat, his cap on his knee.
It's the best place to be.
Really? If you can't have it on your head for whatever, you know, you could wear it on your head. We're not in high school anymore.
Okay, well, then I will.
Yeah, it might.
You used to work with me?
Well, I worked at Reuther in Kenosha, yeah.
Well, who were you then?
You don't remember me, I'm sure. But I was...
You probably had hair. I had hair. You know, times change, people change. Some of it, yeah. What did you do down there?
I was hired as a security aide. And I ended up working in the library mostly in the AV department.
Did I have any security issues?
No, you were checked out and everything was okay.
Thanks, man. You are?
Bruce Ferlin, yeah.
Bruce what?
Ferlin.
Bruce Ferlin. Thanks, Bruce.
Good to see you.
God, what a grip he has on him. You don't want to mess with the security guy. Are you still doing that kind of thing, or what are you,
no.
What are you doing these days?
I'm married to this lovely lady, and we
is
do...
Is that a full-time job?
Color artist, by the way.
Interesting, but what do you do?
I carry her artwork around to art fairs, and we sell it there.
That's what you do?
That's what I do.
For a living?
I retired about 30 years ago.
Well, I mean, what field were you in?
I was an artist, too.
You were an artist, too? You don't do it anymore?
No. I was a sign artist.
Did your tubes just kind of dry up on you?
My brushes all went bad.
You got to wash them, man. You wash them right away. Oh, nice to see you again, anyhow. Nash Johnson. Say, what do you do? We usually ask people, you know, what they do for eat, sleep, play, and poop. I'm a baby. Is Nash sleeping, eating, or pooping now?
Right here.
Huh?
He's right here.
How's he doing?
He's doing pretty good.
Hey, Nash. It's your Uncle Feldman. Looking good, Nash. Glad you could make it. Very cute. Let's see. What did you have for breakfast? These are important questions of the day, but I'll get to them. Christopher Kuban from Waukesha. Waukesha. Where's Christopher?
Right here.
Oh, you're right here. Okay. Well, come on here. Let's talk breakfast here for a second. Because I'm going to ask you, too. Are you ready? Oh, there's no Al Madrigal, no camera.
You're a lot, about the same height that I expected to see you.
We're almost, I'd say we're almost exactly the same height.
I'm not the same height I used to be, but.
No. If we stood back to back, which I don't want to do, we probably would come out even.
That's why I came.
Yeah. And front to back is definitely out.
Depends.
Back any contact, I would rule out entirely.
Yes. No touching.
Is breakfast the most important meal of the day or what?
Well, I had a what do you know omelet before I came here.
What is in a what-do-you-know omelet?
You close your eyes, you open the refrigerator, and you take out three or four things and just throw it in the pan and then hope it works out when you eat it.
Okay. I had half a stuffed chocolate donut. I didn't know it was stuffed or filled.
You don't like the filled.
I didn't care. I had half, and I gave the half to Tom because he's the only guy who's ever come back after quitting here. And I thought he deserved something for that.
Yeah, for breakfast besides a donut.
That's what I had.
That's really disappointing. I was expecting more of you.
Well, that's not the first time I've heard that. I'm so used to hearing that. What'd you say your name was again?
Christopher Kuban.
Okay, Kuban. Pardon me.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Christopher Kuban, ladies and gentlemen, who's concerned about my eating habits. I don't know. What did you have for breakfast?
I had three donuts. I had a triptych donut.
A triptych donut, that's pretty good. Yeah, three half donuts? Well, it's a donut and a half then, really. Not a big deal. Did you take three different halves?
Yeah, they have to be different in order to be a triptych.
Oh, three shades of donut or something.
Yeah.
Three studies of donut would be your, do you paint at all? Or
no.
This is something you might want to handle. A triptych Three studies of donut.
What did you want to know about it?
No, no. I'm just throwing out ideas here. That's what I do. That's what I do. Never successfully, but that's what I do. I just looking at something to paint. Okay, Eleanor from Waukesha, Wisconsin, college student, says, what was the question again? That's how you know she's a college student. Eleanor from Waukesha, where is she? Eleanor from Waukesha, come on down here, Eleanor from Waukesha. Let's hear it for our college students, ladies and gentlemen. Eleanor from Waukesha. And are you a college student here?
Yeah, I go to UW-Madison.
Well, that's where we're at.
Right.
What a coincidence. I went there too, but it's changed a little bit since then. And what field are you in?
I'm undecided right now.
And you think you're going to carry forward in that?
I'm thinking about a music major.
No, are you thinking about what sort of music? Or have you thought? Is that an individual you're thinking about, or is that a field?
I mean, I'm thinking about the individuals, but no, choral directing.
Choral directing. Have you had any experience in it, or have you ever?
I was a section leader in my high school choir, and that's about it.
Okay. And what year are you in school right now?
I'm a freshman.
Oh, you're a freshman. You got plenty of time to think about it. You should be undecided at least 7 years into a graduate school. 7 years of graduate school. Then you should maybe think about it if you want to do it. But that's good. You think you're going to lean that way?
No. I'll make a decision.
If it's not choral, what's it going to be then?
Psychology, maybe?
Okay, if that doesn't work out, what are you thinking about?
Triptychs of donuts.
Thank you, dear. Best of luck to you. Our future, ladies and gentlemen, Eleanor from Waukesha. You still got time here, or am I?
Yeah, you got some time.
Oh, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. We don't really have a Wallenda here, do we? Somebody claimed they were Charlie Wallenda. Okay, I didn't think so. That would have been too much of a coincidence, because them being up there on the Big Willie. Do you watch The Real Housewives? Dave McDormand wants to know. Where is Dave McDormand? Maybe you have the same problem I do. I hate The Real Housewives. All it is constant arguing.
This was my wife's question.
Oh, is it? I mean, all right, well, come on, Dave. Me and you talk. Get away from her for just a second. Take a little time off. How are you?
Good. How are you?
So is it on like all the time, 24/7 in your house?
Not all the time, but I don't like it when it's on.
It's on all the time in my house, the old ones. She's got to watch the old ones over of every damn city. And they're all, New Jersey is horrible. New York is ghastly. Atlanta is unbelievably annoying.
They just yell at each other.
Yeah, they yell at one another, and they're all these privileged women who have too much to begin with. They want more, and they're 50 years old nearly, and they want to look like they're 20. It doesn't work. It profoundly does not work, you know. And they have these stupid arguments. And I say to my wife is an educated woman. I said, wife, you're an educated woman. Doesn't this offend you that women are being portrayed in... She says, I love it. I love it. She learns from it. What do you learn from it? What?
And then she watches the review show.
Yes, the after party. I hate that. What is that?
I don't know. It's not entertainment.
It's on in my... I can't. I have to stay up in my little room. I have a little cubicle in the attic.
To get away from it.
Yeah, and I'm up because I can't come downstairs because it's on all the time and all these horrible arguments and stuff. What do you do when it's on?
I just go somewhere else.
Mentally? You go mentally? So
take the dog for a walk. Do
I need to go to a different place. That's what I want. I'm trying practicing going to a different place.
I just can't believe she listens to it.
And watches it, too.
And watches it.
Okay. But she doesn't do any of those things, like the hairstyles or the...
No.
Elective surgery, none of that, right?
No, maybe she lives through that and then doesn't need to.
You know, the worst ones are the women who do the lips thing. They get the Botox in their lips, and they look like ducks. Yeah. They do, and their lips are up, and they're always going, and you always see these, I always just watch, and I see these ducks are, it's a barnyard out there, it's a cosmetic barnyard. Thank you very much, I had to get that up.
All right, yeah, I could tell.
I'm over it now. They love it. All right, this question is not related to anything you just heard, but have you ever smoked crack cocaine is the question. This is from a corporate recruiter. Like, you're going to answer that, right? Kerry Gibson, corporate recruiter. Where are you, Kerry Gibson? Oh, you're the one who watches The Real Housewives. What?
I'm really not a corporate recruiter.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Okay. What do you actually really do then?
I'm a housewife.
Just tell me, why do you love that show?
Probably because it is so unreal. I don't know people like that. So it's just...
So why would you want to know people? Aren't they? I'm unbelievably annoying. Self-aggrandizing and...
I don't really watch it all the time. But for just something to easy watching Another World.
All right. What do guys have like that?
Sports.
Huh? Sports? Well, okay. I'll give you that. Well, it's just the Packers. Not much going on. Crack cocaine? No. Never did crack cocaine. Nor have ever run a large metropolitan city in North America.
You know, the interviewers have all these weird questions. Well, I just thought of one they could have. They could say, if you could be any kind of drug, what kind of drug would you be?
Instead of a tree? Yeah, a little more interesting than a tree. Right. You know, that was a Barbara Walters one. I always thought, in case I ever met her, I had my tree all picked out, but I forget what it was now. I think it was an ash, maybe. Well, we're going to play the What Do You Know quiz, a chance to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous and knowing what you do know. How is that cough? Better now?
Yes.
You're all dressed up. You look good, man.
No.
Should you wear a tie?
Sometimes.
What's your name?
Dylan.
Dylan. Show off what you're wearing. Look at this. Dylan rocks, ladies and gentlemen. Dylan. Cool, man. He's a cool dude. Before we can play the quiz, we have to this and that and read it and do that. We always do that there. And you're from Wilton there, are you?
I actually am from Wilton, yes.
Yeah. And your name is?
My name is Tony Landis.
Tony, you want to do this? I'll give this to you.
I will do this. The four disclaimers. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. I can do Al Madrigal's Cholo Soccer Dad. Persons employed by the International House of Radio... No, I cannot. Can you?
No. He can't even do it.
Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Very much. Nice job. Well done. Even without the Cholo coach. All right, let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the What Do You Know quiz. It's a chance for you to show the educational background you have or haven't had. Yes? Are you thinking you?
Okay.
Are you thinking you? Come on, right. Come on, you can come this way. It's shorter. Okay, you can go that way. It's longer. Either way you want to go is fine. I'll meet you halfway here. And how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And you're, are you from Lodi?
I'm not, actually.
He is, though, isn't he?
He is, yes. Yep.
How'd you meet him in Lodi? What are the odds are against that?
We actually met at college. Mm-hmm. Up in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Oh, in Ashland. Yeah, we were up there not too long ago.
Yeah, it's gorgeous up there. Northland College.
Oh, Northland is a great school, yeah. Your name is?
Amanda Strick.
Amanda, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I'm awesome.
She's awesome, ladies and gentlemen. I believe it. Come on, Amanda, come on up there if you would. Have a seat right there. Technically, it's a stuffed emu,
oh, okay.
But you know it's not real, so it doesn't matter what you call it. So, I don't think. So, Amanda, going pretty good then? Things?
Things are going well. Yes.
Yeah. Did you graduate?
I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago.
Were you in something environmental from up there?
I did. I graduated in natural resources.
Oh, you did.
Mm-hmm.
And have you acquired any since then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I actually work up in Okano County as their aquatic invasive species coordinator.
Invasive species! All right! Amanda! So, I mean, do you encourage them or you discourage them?
We tend to discourage them, yes.
Yeah. What are you looking at here in Okano County? It's invasive.
Invasive, obviously, we're thinking a lot about the Asian carp. That's
Asian carp
potentially
walks into a bar
sneaking
and
into Sturgeon Bay.
That's all I got.
Yeah, so that is definitely...
Have they spotted any in Okano County?
Not that I know of, no.
Yeah, well, and so, you would know, probably.
I would probably know. I would hope.
If someone sees an Asian carp in Okano County, would they call you?
They should definitely call me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm the person. I'm the only person.
Yeah, you're the only person on the staff of the invasive species? Is that
for
a
Okano
state?
County.
Is that a state? That's a county thing?
That is a county, yep.
Yeah. Okay, so no carps yet, so it's a pretty slow day, isn't it, so far, if a carp
pretty
doesn't show
slow day,
up?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. And then I guess our next one would probably be Phragmites, if anyone...
Phragmites, I used to have those, but I...
That antibiotic cleared that up for you.
Sit in a really hot bathtub, scalding hot.
Yeah, yeah.
And they float up after a while.
Yeah. Maybe some sea salts.
What is a Phragmite?
It's actually common reed grass, so it grows about 15 feet tall,
and
you see it all over Green Bay if anyone's been up that way.
Well, that's what that
everywhere.
Is in Green Bay, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when you hit after the Lambeau leap and you hit the water, that's what you see the first
you
thing.
You probably hit the Phragmites first.
Phragmites. And why don't we want Phragmites? Are they weeding out other important weeds?
Yeah, definitely.
Water.
Especially along the shoreline of Lake Michigan, wetland areas, et cetera.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that because Phragmites are not edible, or they're not tasty? Or
partially, yes.
And what's the rest of it?
So the rest of it is that it's highly adaptable to surviving in basically any environment. It spreads through multiple factors, so it can...
Oh, God. Takes over, huh?
Right. So it actually sends out these runners that can grow up to 60 feet long,
God.
And then they'll shoot out... clones from there, and
well,
then it spreads
how do you
through
deal with
seeds and
Phragmites, and you can't get away from them then.
Yeah,
we're
it's
done.
Hard to get rid of them. Yeah,
we're done.
So actually, for the last 3 years, they've been treating out on the bay, so that was part of it. There was helicopters that came through and sprayed, and
but doesn't that get all of the plants and animals?
It is, yeah. The specific type of chemical that they were using, the herbicide, is it doesn't, it's non-specific, so it will kill anything that's there. But
well, that's
mostly,
good. That's, I'm glad they're doing
mostly,
something about it.
I mean, plants, and it is safe for the water. It's completely safe, so that's great, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, anyhow,
so anyways.
Now I'm thoroughly depressed about our future. I'm glad you're in on it, because
it's
got to be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Amanda, this is a general knowledge quiz. Someone out there works along with you.
Okay.
You know how that works? You never heard this before?
I've heard it once, yes.
Okay. Is the Lodi dude?
Listen
to it more?
Yeah, he's the instigator.
He must have a name, I suppose. What's his name?
Benjamin.
Benjamin, of course. Can't keep calling you the Lodi dude, you know. Benjamin the Lodi dude. Okay. Are you guys... you know, are you...
Friends?
Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, yeah. You're not serious?
Oh, yeah, it's a very serious friendship.
Long term?
Long term, yeah. We've known each other for 6 years. So.
Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they say, or get off the pot. Okay. What are we doing now? Oh, I have a question, don't I?
Well, first somebody needs to call in.
Yeah, they're calling. Well, they're already in the
line.
Still from the talent thing.
Oh, no.
All right, 23 is one of the two happiest ages in a person's life. Age 23, did you know that? This is good because my daughter's going to be 23, and I told her this, and she didn't feel any better about it. But, 23 is one of the two happiest ages in the human lifespan. What is the other age which people say they are report being the happiest? I'll give you a hint. It's between 0 and 70. Let's go to the phones right now. Happiest age other than 23. Steve's on the line. Columbus. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Michael.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. The other happiest age...
Can I shout out to my mom, Shirley, the watercolorist?
Oh, yeah. This is Steve. This is yours. This is yours.
No, Shirley who called with a talent.
Oh, okay. Wrong. I'm sorry. He's not yours. Don't. You can relax. Sorry, sir. It's not yours at all. Okay. Yeah, okay. Steve, 23 and what other age between 0 and 70? Happiest.
How about 35?
No, it's miserable. I was miserable. Hated it. Sorry. Dustin in Calhoun, Georgia. Dustin. Upper end of this range now between 0 and 70.
60.
60 what?
Excuse me?
60 what?
60.
60 what?
50.
upper range of 60, I'll tell you that much.
65.
I said upper, not middle range of 60.
67.
Upper.
69.
69 is exactly right, Dustin. You're happy at 23 and 69, and that's it. The rest of the time, it's a slog. Let's face it. It's a slog. Through infested waters of invasive species. And, hey, Dustin, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. Are you working now or something? Or are you...
I'm pulled over on the side of the road. I'm a member of the rural letter carriers.
Oh, you are? So you got to be working now, don't you? You got a little break here?
Oh, yeah. A little lunch break.
Okay, your lunch break. So this is legal and everything. Don't worry. They'll get their mail. Just sit tight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Dustin, this is Amanda. She's your partner here.
Hi, Dustin.
Hi, Amanda.
Okay, two of you are a team. We have various categories, and what are they, Sarah?
They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Dustin, you pick the first one.
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. All right. Before scientists killed it, the world's oldest creature, Ming the mollusk, was how old? 816, 311 years and 6 months, or 507 years old? They, of course, threw it in the freezer as soon as they found it. So. Them scientists. But it was, so far, the world's oldest creature, Ming the mollusk, found in the North Atlantic, 816, 311, or 507 years old.
For me?
Both of you. You work this out. Dustin.
I'm liking the one in the middle.
You are?
Yeah, 311. Was that it?
Yeah.
Final answer. 311.
You liking that one too?
Yeah, I think that's good.
No, I'm sorry. It's 507 years old.
Oh.
Oldest thing so far. And if they hadn't frozen it, it might have lived another year or two.
Sadly, that is zero right and one wrong.
Okay, what's left?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school or science.
Amanda? Things you should have learned in school.
School, okay. All right. Okay. All right. No.
Yes.
No. No. Okay, let's try this, I guess. Okay. Pluto's fourth moon is named Kerberos, which is what in Greek mythology? Kerberos. Is it a snake-headed woman, the one that sailors sing on rocks, hear singing on rocks, or the multi-headed guard dog of Hades?
The multi-headed dog.
Dustin, you think that's true?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is, definitely. The multi-headed dog that guards Hades. Because I couldn't afford more than one dog, but it's got three heads.
That's one right and one wrong.
I say this is it. You get this right, they win the whole thing.
You got it. Okay,
okay,
man.
What's left?
Current events, people, places, or science.
Dustin?
Current events.
Current events. Right out of the news. How close is the nearest Earth-like planet just discovered in light years? You see this in the news? Number of light years. A number and then ending in light years away. Seems fairly close, except when you realize that the light can go a pretty good distance in a year.
Oh, no clues?
No. This kind of thing in the news, you know. I'll give you a hint between 11 and 13 light years.
I'm going to go with 12 light years.
She says 12 light years, yes. Dustin.
I'll go along with
they
that.
They win! Unbelievable! 12 light years away in the neighborhood. When do they win?
Amanda, give your parrot the freedom to exercise and explore its world without escaping with the exclusive aviator harness and leash from Parrot University in Hartman at the Hartman Aviary. Dustin, start every day like a member of the What Do You Know audience with Stephen Brew's Breakfast Blend. Later, relax with rich and smooth Costa Rican Terrazu from Madison Stephen Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And each of you will be farm fresh clean with a bar of What Do You Smell soap, redolent of sweet Wisconsin clover, pink clay, and sharp cheddar from Mississippi's Screaming Porch Gift Company. And cleanse your mind reading What Do You Know. Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Well done. You made you, Amanda, and good luck to you in all you're doing. Hang on and make sure you get that.
Catch What Do You Know live in Madison at the beautiful Monona Terrace. Upcoming guests include author T.C. Boyle and musician Robbie Folks. Tickets and scheduling information are available online at notmuch.com. And take What Do You Know with you with notmuch.com mobile.
Take
you
it
can
everywhere.
Play the online quiz, listen to the archives, purchase tickets all on the fly. Just bookmark notmuch.com on your smartphone or tablet. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is, of course, Producer International. This is PRI, Public Radio International. Da, 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 da.